This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He spoke about prisoners still at the facility.
We'll continue to use all legal tools to deal with the remaining detainees still held under law of war detention. Currently, 10 detainees are in some stage of the military commission's process.
Mr. Obama asked Congress to be on what he called the right side of history and approve his proposal, but Republicans have already criticized it. A senior administration official said closing the prison is a national security priority, saying the facility has inspired jihadists and served as a recruiting tool for terrorists. Some U.S. lawmakers are expressing skepticism about Russia's commitment to a new ceasefire plan for Syria. In a Tuesday hearing on the State Department's proposed budget, lawmakers sought assurances from Secretary of State John Kerry that Russia would curb its bombing campaign over Syria. Kerry called for a halt to the fighting.
As long as the killing goes on, this devastating cycle will feed on itself. And that is why we have urged all parties to support the cessation of hostilities now, and it's why we have argued repeatedly there must be a diplomatic solution. As difficult as it is to get there, there must be a diplomatic solution to this war.
John Kerry, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meetings with Mr. Nkurunziza, opposition leaders, and civil society groups in Bujumbura. The UN chief said they are all ready for inclusive dialogue. This is VOA News. Businessman Donald Trump looks poised to gain yet another victory in Nevada's Republican caucuses. The latest polls show Trump leading his Republican challengers with about 40% support. The United Nations has accused Afghan and U.S.-led international forces of executing two patients and a 15-year-old boy in a joint raid on a hospital in central Afghanistan. The UN says the alleged incident occurred February 18th in Wardak province. A U.S. Army spokesman says the Afghan government is investigating. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March. Pakistan has offered to host the negotiations. That announcement followed a meeting Tuesday in Kabul of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States. An independent U.S. research group says China is building a radar system throughout the disputed islands it holds in the South China Sea. A report by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies was issued on the eve of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's visit to the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday he plans to travel to Cuba in a next week or two, he says, for talks on human rights. Kerry made the announcement before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The United Nations Human Rights Office is condemning violence and human rights abuses that marred last week's presidential elections in Uganda. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN human rights monitors say two people were killed in election-related incidents last week, one as police broke up an opposition rally, the other as police disrupted a post-election protest. They say military and police forces in the capital, Kampala, have carted off several opposition figures, including three presidential candidates, to prison. President Yoweri Museveni, in office since 1986, won a fifth term by a large margin in an election which many observers describe as flawed and full of irregularities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Also, African election news. Initial returns from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou in the lead, but the opposition is already rejecting the results. Leaders in the technology industry have begun adding their voices to the dispute between Apple and the U.S. government. Many tech executives have voiced their support for Apple CEO Tim Cook's refusal to help the government unlock an iPhone used by the perpetrators in last year's California mass shooting. But an interview with the Financial Times, Microsoft founder Bill Gates disputed concerns voiced by Cook that creating software to break into the phone would become a master key. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.